not.
All right, we do have O'Neill Public School Superintendent Amy Shane with us this morning. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
And I'm sure many O'Neill Public School parents and received a call last night, and maybe you've seen it on the O'Neill Public Schools website, social media, also KBRX.com.
Right, a lot of information out there.
You did release a statement last night on the COVID-19 or the coronavirus.
We did, yes, Scott. We are having school today. I'll just lead with that. Okay. We do plan to have school today. Our administrators have participated in a variety of Zoom meetings, phone conferences. We've been working with the North Central District Health Department, the Nebraska Department of Education, and other state officials to remain current on developments relating to the COVID-19 virus. The governor, I'm sure you probably all have heard his press conferences. He and the state health department have set the threshold for mandatory school closures at one community spread case. That means a case they can't trace back to its source. If we have one of those in our service unit area, we will be mandated to close our schools. Mm-hmm. At this point, we have not had that, and we're staying very current on the status of that.
Right.
Many schools have chosen to close anyway, right, out of an abundance of caution. Honestly, last week we had fewer kids out sick. I think all our hand washing is paying off, which,
yes,
is a good thing.
That's right.
And we need to continue this hand washing after this is all over, because we're trying to keep things as normal as possible for,
sure,
kids and families until
we're told. As long as you can. Yeah.
Right, exactly. And this is a day-to-day decision for us, Scott, and we'll be making that daily decision by 5 o'clock each day about school for the next day. We'll put it on KBRX. We'll do an all call. Just let you know what the status of school is on a day-to-day basis now. Our gyms, our weight rooms are closed to the public for now, only open to staff and students during the school day. If you're part of the Teammates Mentoring Program, we ask that if you come to visit your mentee, that you come to the office first. There you can either wash your hands with soap and water for an appropriate length of time or use hand sanitizer before you visit your mentee. All school extracurricular activities, as far as any competitions, are
right,
canceled. That's also a day-to-day kind of thing. We are going to go ahead and have practices for,
right,
students, you know, on track or golf teams that are interested in staying and practicing, but we will not be hosting or traveling to any events until further notice. That goes for field trips at the elementary school and other activities like reading night, music contests, or music concerts. And we've talked about just filming those, live streaming those, but that's, again, those are things we're, yeah, dealing with and making decisions as we go here, as we see how long this is all going to hang in there. And although our schools are open today, Scott, we encourage students with health concerns, underlying health concerns, or students who have parents or guardians with underlying health concerns, we encourage them to go ahead and stay home until this threat to their health is passed. Their absences will not count towards truancy issues. There is a form to fill out if your child's staying home for this reason, if they're not exhibiting symptoms currently, but for their health or the health of another need to stay home, just fill that sheet out. Your child will not be penalized as far as their absences for those things. And always, final decision about whether your child should come to school rests with parents and guardians. So if you feel it's best for your child to be home, call them in. We have prepared, Scott, for a possible school closure. And we hope that all of our families are doing the same thing, because, as I said, we're day to day. You could get a call at 5 o'clock today saying no school tomorrow. And then you're going to need to have a plan for what you're going to do for daycare. I'm going to be providing breakfast and lunches, although, you know, if we close school, we're going to try and continue that. There's a survey on our school website concerning the need for breakfast and lunches for your children should the school be closed. So if you fill that out, then we will communicate with you about how to pick those up. Our teachers have developed plans to offer educational enrichment opportunities for all students during a school closure. These enrichment opportunities are not required, they're not graded, but they're strongly encouraged so that your child can continue to learn even though they may be at home. And as we continue to monitor the public health crisis we're experiencing, we'll continue to do all we can at school when we are in session to assure a safe environment for our students and staff. This includes, but is not limited to, the following. We'll be enforcing precautions focused on reducing the spread of all germs, including more frequent use of hand sanitizer, washing of hands. We'll continue to deep clean and sanitize our school facilities and equipment frequently. And we'll be following recommendations from the Department of Education, the Center for Disease Control, and North Central District Health Department as they relate to individuals exhibiting symptoms. If you have a fever, a cough, right, a sore throat, stay home, please. Stay home. Whether you're an adult or a child, you need to stay home. And certainly avoid your elderly friends, you know,
right,
if you want to go pick up groceries and leave them on their doorstep, that's great, but you don't need to spend a lot of time in close contact with the elderly at this point. I really want to thank all of our healthcare providers in this community and our North Central District Health Department. They've worked very hard. They're guiding us. They're trying to keep us all healthy. Please observe their request to call before you come into the clinic or the emergency room. That way they can evaluate your symptoms and prepare for your arrival. They've set up some alternate hours, I believe, yep, and doors that, you know, different people should go in if they're just there for routine care or whether they have symptoms of the COVID-19. So check in with them first before you go in. The new recommendation for social and community gatherings is that they be no larger than 50 people. So we want to also observe that. You know, at lunchtime, we're spreading our tables out. We're doing everything we can at school to follow these guidelines. We want to thank all of you for your patience and support as we work through these challenging times. You can always call if you need to visit with me, right, 336-3775. So we're going to do our best to keep all of you informed about school things on a daily basis. We get to celebrate a little good news today, Scott, good, related to school. We received word that Ashley Pischel's online STAR project qualified for nationals. As probably most everyone knows, the state competitions for all of those things like FCCLA, FFA, FBLA have been, they're currently canceled. I'm sure that if there's any way to get these events rescheduled for later in the year as things change, the state's going to try and do that. I know there's been a lot on Facebook about our seniors. You know, it's kind of a bummer way,
right,
to end your high school career with all of this. But, you know, we're going to do our best to make, again, that's things right, as normal for those kids as possible. I also want to make sure on a different note that everyone completes their 2020 census form, Scott.
I did mine yesterday.
Good, good. Everybody needs to do that because a lot of federal funds flow to our schools and our communities based on that number, that census number. So don't just push it to the side. Go ahead and get that thing filled out and returned. And we do have a school board meeting tonight at 7:30 at our central offices. The agenda is pretty lengthy, contains a great deal of discussion about everything going on in the world right now. So,
all right, Amy, everybody be safe out there and keep listening for any further updates.
Absolutely. So. Thank you, Scott.
You bet. Amy Shane, Superintendent of O'Neill Public School.